Log Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's not brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't hesitate because I am a seed. Cause every good.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the broadcast. Yes. Amen. Welcome to What Christians Speak Talk Radio today. Of course, it's Sunday. Amen. We do this every Sunday. We have some form of broadcast. Today's broadcast, of course, is the Bread of Life. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, and I'm so glad to be here with you and be able to share a couple of things with you today. I pray that all is well with you and your family, and that you had an awesome Thanksgiving. Kind of multitasking. I pray that you had an awesome Thanksgiving and all is well, amen, that you're staying safe with all that's going on with the virus and all of that. And we're in times now where things are really crazy, and what we were talking about on Friday is still true for the even for the day, that we need to continue to be in prayer and stay focused and remember who it is that we serve. And if you don't know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, this is the time to receive him, okay? Amen. So we're not going to take up too much of your time today. I do want to finish continue with what we've been talking about, spiritual warfare now. Part three, and this is based off a vision or a dream that God had given me. I want to encourage you. I've been hearing, listening to different preachers and teachers all day, and everybody, I feel like they talk about the same thing, about warfare, you know, and this is the season that we live in now, you know. This is the season that we live in now. But before we get into prayer, I do want to remind you, amen, that One Christian Speed Talk Radio broadcast on network, History, Bound, and Grace, Minister Vanessa Williams, is every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work of Reverend Pat Randall's Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with myself, amen, Ray Rose, and friends on Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray, which is today. It's the first and the third Sunday of the month, amen. Reverend Pat Randall does Declaring the Finished Work, amen, at 12 noon. I think I said that. Okay. Challenge to Change with Pastor Paul Morgan is every Wednesday at 7 p.m. Our monthly broadcast is followed Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones is every first Monday at 7 p.m. In fact, she has a broadcast coming up in about a couple, next week, I believe. Amen. Get ready to get into December, man. This year is going by fast. Amen. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Novena Reed. Reverend Curtis Austin and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with the Evangelist Lewis McEwen. I mean, he's doing some great and awesome things. I thank him for that on Facebook Live and Zoom. A lot of people are every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover, the Body of Women, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, amen, with Ray Rose, Austin Green, Cleophas Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Tamara Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our week of prayer, of course, is Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. That's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. This is a free conference call. The number is 712-770-5505. The access code is 732-499. Amen, amen, and amen. Please go and check out whenchristianspeak.com. Get a chance to listen to some of the broadcasts and things that we are are doing, amen, and get a little more detail on our host, amen, and then the God who blessed us with, amen. We do have some things that we're working on trying to get them set up for hopefully for 2021, and hopefully those things will come to pass, the vision that God has given this particular ministry, amen, and amen. So let's go ahead and open up in prayer, amen. I'm not going to be before you long. Father God, we come to thank you today for your grace and your mercy and your love that you have for us. We come to give you thanks, God, because we're here, we are, God, another day in the land of the living for somebody getting naked, God. We pray for those that are suffering, those that are going through because of the virus, those that are lost, loved one, Lord Jesus. We pray that you will give them a peace that passes all understanding. We pray that you will bring forth the rest into their life, God. Help them know Jesus. Help them, God, to get through the storms of life, God. We pray for those that have lost their jobs and those who are, Jesus, are struggling just to get something to eat, God. We pray that you would continue to make ways out of no way to feed them, Lord Jesus. We pray, Lord Jesus, that those that know you and those that don't will come closer to the throne of grace, God. We pray today, God, for salvation, Lord Jesus, will fall fresh on many of us, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will heal, deliver, God, bring comfort, God, whatever needs to be done to us, God, that you would do so, God. We pray against the spirit of division and the spirit of hate and anything that's contrary to your will and to the purpose and to your plan, Lord Jesus, you have for us. So we pray today, God, that you would come today like a mighty rushing wind, and you set the atmosphere within the body of Christ, God. You wake us up with dreams and vision. You remind us of the great cost that was paid by your Son, Jesus Christ. You remind us, Lord Jesus, that you're even coming back one day. So help us, Jesus, help us. Allow us to do spiritual warfare for those that you have assigned for such a time with us. Allow us not to be weary and well. Do, but stay the course and stay on the wall and don't come down. Allow us, Lord Jesus, to pray in season and out season, God. Allow us to be prayer warriors and allow us to be your special forces that you have called for such a time as this. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Like I said, I'm not going to be before you long. I'm just going to read a couple of scriptures. So we've been talking about warfare. We've been talking about this is the time that God is a noun time that God has called his people to warfare like never before. This is the time that we equip ourselves with everything that we need to go into war. Don't leave nothing at home. Don't leave nothing in the bag, so to speak. Get everything. Take everything with you. Take the night goggles. If you need a night goggle, take them with you. Just take them in a way. Everything, that second body armor and stuff, they take everything with you. Don't leave nothing to chance. Because we're in warfare season right now. And it's time that those that are called by the name of Jesus Christ to be equipped to handle those things that the enemy will definitely come at you with. You know, the enemy will come at you like a flood, you know, and he's going to come at you in different ways. If he can't come to your job, he'll come to your family. If he can't come to your family, he'll come to your finances. If he can't come to your finances, he'll come to your health. If he can't come to your health, then he comes to the very thing that you believe in, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. He'll make you doubt that God loves you. This is warfare season that we're in now, and it's time out for just placating this thing or just playing church. This is serious time. Lives are at stake. Souls are at stake. People are dying left and right and everything. And our obligation is to let them know the dying world know that Jesus Christ reigns. Jesus Christ died on the cross for their sin. We're living in a season now that we cannot afford to miss another beat, to take it easy, to take a break, to get on vacation. We're living in a time now that we cannot afford to do any of those things, but stay the course and stay focused on the things that God has given us, because there's many distractions that are coming against us right now. There's many distractions that came up against us, man. They're all over the place. They try to get us to go in one direction when God is telling us and leading us into another direction. And sometimes those things come based in emotions and what we feel or feel like it's the right thing or what is called humanly moral values and stuff, which sometimes don't even line up with the Word of God, but it's how we feel about things and everything. So God is changing, and He's beginning to bring correction and He's beginning to do those things and beginning to call people into existence that had never thought about serving and worshiping God at all. He's calling them into a place of anointing, a place of order and everything, because the world is full of disorder, but our God that we serve is an order, a God of order. So if he's a God of order and everything, that means it's important that we follow the guidelines of the Bible. It's important that we follow the instructions of the battle. It's important that we follow our training of the battle, of battle and everything. And don't try to do the willy-nilly and don't try to add to it, but do exactly what God has given us to do, warfare. Warfare. Now, what I want to do real quick, and I told you I'm not going to be before you. But it's not feeling well because I think I ate something that didn't agree with me. But what I really want to do real quick, I want to do a couple of things. I want to start off reading Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 and 18. I want us to talk about this just a little bit, okay? If you don't mind, it's Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18. This is what it says. So finally, this is Paul speaking. He says, finally, my brother, be strong in the Lord. He said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God. He said, put on the whole armor of God. I want to make sure I'm still broadcasting, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that's what we're in. And we're in war, so we got to put on everything, the whole armor. Don't leave, like I said earlier, don't leave nothing out. That we may be able to stand the wiles. We might be able to stand the things that the devil do, the things that he try to do in secrecy, the things that he try to do with trickery and lies and all those things. We may be able to stand the wiles of the devil, you know, the mockery and the buffoonery and all those things that he used against us that are going through spiritual warfare, the lust and stuff like all these things that he uses to get you distracted from the calling and from the purpose that God has given you, that we might be able to stand the wiles of the devil. You know, everything that he throws, the kitchen sink, the truck, the bathroom tub, everything that he can possibly throw your way to get you off course, we may be able to withstand that. Because we are totally equipped with everything, with the armor of God. So we, 12 says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. So we wrestle not against flesh and blood. I think I talked about that Friday. We ain't wrestling against you trying to kill the wrong thing. You warfare against somebody that's flesh and blood because they're acting just opposite of what you think they say. I think you warring against the wrong thing. This is spiritual in nature. You know, this is spiritual in nature. You're trying to kill a man or kill a woman and everything, and you're going about it the wrong way. We don't want to kill them. We need to save them and stuff. We need to bring them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. We need to lead them to the rock. We need to lead them to the light. You know, we need to lead them to Christ and stuff like that. You know, we need to lift up the name of Jesus. And so that in his name be lifted up, that he would draw all men unto him. We need to lift up his name. That's what we're doing when we begin to testify of the goodness and the mercy of Jesus. He says, so we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of the darkness of this world. Paul began to name some of the things, principalities. You know, they're rulers of the darkness of this world, against powers. There are areas of responsibility that we should be interceding for. There are the angels have areas of responsibility for a nation they're responsible for. They're the enemy. You know, so there are areas, there are sections. I believe that there are sections of cities and everything like that, and cities and stuff that need to be interceding on behalf of, there need to be warfare on and stuff, because that's why you got all the murdering and stealing and lying and whoremongering and adultery and fornicating and all these different things that are going on. Men have turned away from manly things and turned toward feminine things. Women have turned away from those things that are feminine and turned to things that are manly. Because who's on watch? Who's on the watch? Who's interceding for those cities? Who's interceding to God that won't destroy the city like he did Sodom and Gomorrah? So we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. He's giving you here in Ephesians, Paul is laying it all out on the line. He's giving you all the areas that we're going to be attacked in, all the areas that we should be interceding for, all the areas that we should be equipped in. You know, all the areas, flesh and blood, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness of this world, and spiritual wickedness, you know, in high places, all the areas that the enemy is attacking. And we, as believers in Jesus Christ, have the right to go back and take it back from him, take it back from the enemy's camp, bring it back into the rightful place of the people that it belongs to, bring it in the blood of Jesus. I heard a sermon that they were talking about the Pentecostal church that belonged to that my mom and my brother belonged to. They were talking about pleading the blood. I ain't heard that term in a long time. We need to get to a point where we begin to plead the blood. You know, plead the blood on the doorpost. The scripture said that when I see the blood, I'll pass over. That's what they're talking about, the pleading of the blood. When I see the blood on the doorpost, I'll pass over. But you realize that Jesus is the blood, you know? Jesus Christ is the blood. Let me read on. It says, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. You take on the whole armor. There it is. You take on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day. What evil day? The days and the times and the seasons that we are facing now. This is, if there has never been a time that we need to be fully equipped, this is all, this is it now. We need to be, the movie used to, came out called Full Metal Jacket. We need to have Full Metal Jacket on, Jack. Everywhere. Everything. You need to have our backpack packed with everything. But not just with our sea rations. They don't call them sea rations. They call them something else. But not just the sea rations. But we need to have them with everything that we can possibly have, man. We need to make sure the poncho is in there. We need to make sure we got the canteen. We got to make sure we got the salt tablets. They probably don't use that anymore either. You know, we got to make sure we got our soap and everything that's inside that bag, man. It's inside that bag. Everything with the shovel, if we got to dig a ditch, because sometimes we might even have to dig a ditch, y'all. Sometimes we might have to hide in the foxhole. We need everything. Everything. Non-fluorescent type flashlight that won't shine off and everything. We need it. This is the time that we're living in. We got to be fully equipped. It says, wherefore take ye unto you the whole armor, God, that may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, stand. And after you've done what you, after you've done all you can do, continue to stand. Don't give up. Don't give in. Don't get weary. But hold on. Stand. Take a stand. You know, ground on yourself. In other words, it's saying to us right here in this particular scripture, for us to grind, you know, get to a place where we are grounded, that we are unmovable. We're like a tree that planted by the rivers of water that shall not be moved. We are unmovable. Nothing can move over because we are grounded. What are we grounded in? We're grounded in the word of God. We're grounded in the blood of Jesus Christ. We're grounded in the promise of yea and amen. That it don't matter what the enemy do, what no weapon form against me, I'm any kind of be able to stand because I'm grounded. And I'm grounded full gear. I'm not grounded halfway, but I'm grounded in full gear. That you may be able to stand in the evening and have them done all, stand. For to stand therefore, having your loins girded about with truth and having on the breastplate of righteousness. Now it's beginning to tell you how to stand. Stand therefore. You know, make the stand therefore, making sure you got all everything you need. We talked about that a few minutes. Having your mind girded about with truth. You got your arms, you got your waist, you got your belt on, and you ready, man, with truth. You know, there's no lie in you and everything. There's only truth in you, you know, and having on the breastplate of righteousness. It says, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. In other words, Everything about you, your boots are laced up. You got on the right kind of socks, and you got the right type of boots on, and everything. You don't have on tennis shoes when you need on army boots. You know what I'm saying? You don't have on sandals. You don't have on sandals when you need army boots on, but you laced up, man, with the boots and stuff all the way up, and you tight and you're right, and to a point that even if you step in the water, your feet gonna get wet. Even if you're stepping in muddy water, if you got to go to a place where the water is muddy, your feet won't get wet because you're laced up all the way through. You got everything that you need. You even got in your army bag, you even got an extra pair of socks that you need. You got an extra pair of socks. It said, and let me go back to my place here. It's above all, taking a shield of faith. Wait a minute, let me go back to 15. It says, and your feet started with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Preparation of the gospel. You're bringing peace through all men. With holiness out of no man shall see the Lord. You're bringing forth peace. And when you are, you're bringing forth peace. You dress for war, but you're bringing forth peace. Listen to what I just said. You are dressed for war, but you're bringing forth peace. That passes all understanding. You're bringing forth peace. Let me read on. It says, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherein you should be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. In other words, you dress for war, but you're bringing peace. Your war that you're fighting is not against flesh and blood, okay? The war that you're fighting is not against flesh and blood. And the Bible says, he told somebody in the Bible, he said, the battle is not yours, but the Lord. So what are we doing? We're just being obedient. We're being able to quench whatever darts of the enemy, because he's going to throw some darts at you. You know, he's going to throw some arrows at you. In fact, he's going to throw some spears at you and some bombs that will completely devastate your whole surrounding. But if we are equipped the right way, no weapon formed against us harm us. But we have to be equipped, okay? We have to be equipped. It says, and take the helmet of salvation. That's something, the helmet of salvation is for the guide our mind. Lord, allow my mind to stay on you. Give me, Lord Jesus, the mind of Christ. Renew my mind daily in you, Jesus, that I might not sin against you. Cause me to follow your ways. The helmet of salvation. Amen. And the sword of the Spirit. That's our weapon right there. The sword of the Spirit is the word, which is, it says that's the word of God. You know, in other words, we're not fighting with our fists and stuff, but we're fighting with scriptures like Jesus did when he was being tempted by the devil. He used scriptures. Our greatest weapon, one of our greatest weapons, is the word of God. You know, and the Bible says that it cuts like a two-edged sword and stuff like that. That's how sharp it is. And everything, it cuts like a two-edged sword. Our greatest weapon is the word of God. We sometimes use the wrong words in situations that we shouldn't use those words. And sometimes we just need to use scriptures. You know what I'm saying? And they don't have to be long. All we got to say is Jesus. You know, all we got to do is call out his name. We use the words and intellectual words to explain a situation, especially if we're being attacked, that we want to attack back. But sometimes we should turn the other cheek. That's what the scripture says. Sometimes we got to get to a point where we just say, yo, Lord, you know them. Forgive them, Lord Jesus, for they know not what they do. Let me continue on. We got to get this done. Amen. Amen. And says, and praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there to all the perseverance and supplication for all saints. Praying always, y'all. Praying always. That's where we at. We in a warfare, and we cannot allow ourselves to be slack. We can't be slack right now. We can't get me one day on and one day off. But we got to be consistent in our war life. We got to be consistent being equipped every day. We can't have the equipment on one day and the equipment off the next day. We got to be consistent in it. You know, we got to be consistent. He's looking for a consistent warrior. They're not saying that you won't miss it some days. Well, yeah, we're going to miss it because we still warfare within this own flesh. There's several types of warfare fronts that are going on, not just in the world, and not just within our prayer life, but even within his own flesh. That's why Paul said, I die daily. That's why he said, I die daily. There's a warfare that's going on within the flesh. Paul said that I can't get the scripture right. The good I should do, I don't. And that's what I would do. That what I shouldn't do, I do that. I mean, I'm paraphrasing. He said, but he said, oh, wretched man, am I? But then he began to talk about, thanks be to God for the Son of the living Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God for the Christ. You know, what I would do, when I'm supposed to do good, I don't do good. You know, and evil is there, sin lies at my door. You know, so that means that sometimes we're going to miss it. Sometimes we're going to make mistakes. But thanks be to God that we have an advocate with the Father, the one, an intercessor, the intercede on our behalf, someone that we can go to the throne and say, Lord, I've missed it, and he's willing to forgive us. This is warfare that we're in. This is warfare now that we're going through. I don't know whether I have time, because I didn't want to be for you long, but read. Let's do it. Let's go ahead and get this done. We're just going to read it. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 through 6. It says, now Paul, myself, beseech you by the meekness and gentleness of Christ, who in presence and of base among you, but being absent and present and based among you, but being absent, bold towards you. But I beseech you that I may not be bold when I'm present with that confidence, wherewith I think to be bold against some, which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. So this was though we walk in the flesh, we walk, we are not after the flesh. There it is again. But though we walk in the flesh, our warfare is not after the flesh. Okay? But for the weapons of my warfare are carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, to the pulling down of strongholds. For the pulling down of strongholds. There are strongholds that need to be pulled down, not only in our life, but in the world and system that we live in now. You know, there are spiritual strongholds that need to be pulled down, you know, all of Maryland, in our family, cancer, disease. You begin to name those things that need to be pulled down. But it takes the weapons of our warfare that are not kind, that are not flesh. Okay? Take the weapons over to that line corner. So that's what it means. So we have to have on our whole armor. We can't, like I said earlier, you can't miss the boat on this one. We need everything that God has given us to warfare. Okay. Now, so for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. These are mighty weapons that we got. These are mighty weapons that we have at our disposal. And everything. They're mighty of God. You know, and because of his grace, he allowed us to have these type of weapons to fight, y'all. We're in a fight now. You know, we're in a spiritual warfare, showing our fight. It says, casting down imagination and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ in heaven, and a readiness to revenge all disobedience when your obedience is fulfilled. One way to battle disobedience is to be obedient. One way to battle disobedience, one way to get things right with Christ is to be obedient to the things of Christ. And that's only done if we're fully equipped. If we're fully equipped, the enemy is always trying to find an angle into our armor and everything. But blessed things be to God, and because of the blessedness of the Holy Ghost, he came. You know, he was always going to find an issue with the brothers and sisters. He's always going to find fault with somebody. He's always going to say, you call yourself a Christian. And all of these different things. But thanks be to God that we've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. We've been washed by the blood of the Lamb. You know, and we have been called worthy because of Jesus Christ. Not because of our own righteousness, but our righteousness is based in him. So even if we miss it, we can still be redeemed Why? Because the Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say, so God, help me to know that I've been redeemed. Help me to know who I am in you. Help me to be strong in you. Don't leave me. And you said you'll never leave me nor forsake me, but help me to press forward and know that greater is he that is in me than he that's in the world. Allow them, me, Lord Jesus, allow my family, allow my brothers and sisters, the Christian brothers, to see, Lord Jesus, there be more for us than to be against us. We don't have to worry about that nobody else is seeing the one. Nobody else is doing. But let us stay focused and stand in a holy place and look up because we know that you are drawing us. That's what we want to do, Jesus. That's what we want to do. We want to continue to stay in the focused place and look up because we know that our redemption draweth nigh. We know that our redemption draweth nigh. We want to just hold on to God's unchanging hand. We want to keep believing and believing that he's the rewarder of those that diligently seek after him. We want to keep reading the word. We want to keep studying to show ourselves approved in him. We want to study. Yeah, we want to study so that it's deep down in our belly. And everything is all in us. It's like a river, a flowing of the word of God, of the Holy Spirit that's in us. It's a nonstop. We want to be in that place. That's what we want. That's what this is all about. This is all about when we finish and say that last thing. We can hear him say, well done, that you've been faithful over a few things. Then come on up and allow me to make you a ruler over the men. We want to hear him say, well done. We want to hear him say, we want to see his face. We want to behold the glory of him and the he that died for us, you know, the he that was willing to die for us. That's why it's important that we take our walk and take our life seriously when it comes to the things of God. That's why it's important that we do that. We want to be able to walk in the newness of life with him. We want to be able to walk in the cool of the God with our God. As he begins to show us the mysteries and the allegories of his word, no matter what is taking place, we want to be able and thank God that we have the right to fall down on our knees and repent of every sin indeed that is so much unlike him. And we thank him for the grace that allows us the opportunity to say, Lord, I'm sorry. Lord, forgive me. I don't know who you are. I don't know where you are. Maybe you're thinking about suicide because everything in your life is turned upside down. Everything is gone. And maybe the wife has left you. The kids are gone. Maybe you've had the survival. You've had many deaths in the family. Maybe you don't know how you're going to pay your rent because the government check ain't coming no time soon. Whatever the case is going on with you, I just want to take a little time out to you and say, warfare, that Jesus Christ is with you. That he has not left your side. Whether you know him and whether you have accepted him as your Lord and Savior, I don't know the answer to that. But you know. So this is a great time for you to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and allow him to be in your life. This is a great time for that today. There's a cry that's going out within the wilderness. There's a cry that is going out within the world. The bridegroom cometh. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. There is a time and a season. Amen. There is a time and a season for you, my brothers and sisters, wherever you may be, whatever your struggle is. But there's a victory for you right now. There's a victory for you right now. There's a victory for you right now. And it's knocking at your door. And all you got to do is open the door to let them in. There's a victory for you right now. You know, that eyes haven't seen, the ears have not heard what God has in store for his people. I'm talking to the believers right now. And I'm saying to yourself, it's time for us to put away the division. It's time for us to put away the one sin is greater than the next sin. And because that sin is greater than the other sin, that I'm bigger than you because I don't do that sin. But you do other sin. It's time to put the lay aside of sin and the weight that so easily beset us. It's time, believers, that we take what we're looking at and we take what we're doing seriously. Because Jesus is soon to come. The hand is writing on the wall. And whether you see it and whether you can know it now, take the season and to get right with God. Take the season if you're a backslider. Come back into him. He said, I'm married to the body. He's inviting you back in. There's Jesus with open arms just to you as a backslider. and listen most of us back then almost every day or at least once a week. You know, but it's time now for all of that stuff to stop. It's time then that we do take serious, that we begin to fall on our face before God and say, God, here I am. Whatever you want me to do, I do. Wherever you want me to go, I go. Whatever you want me to say, I say. Lord God, here I am. I want to be the vessel that you have called me to be. I want to be the anointed one that you have called me to do. I don't want to go left, God, unless you say left. When you tell me to go right, I want to be quickly go right. Lord Jesus, exactly the way you say, God, I want to take, Lord Jesus, all that you have given us, Lord Jesus, and begin to do that which you've given us, God. Begin to shine a light into a dark world. Begin to show them that you still reign. Even though the enemy is raging like a raging lion, even though he's destroying and chaos and all kinds of stuff is going on. But you, God, are still on the throne. You, Lord Jesus, know the end of a thing. Just like you knew the beginning. So if you know the end of the thing, God, you know my ending. You know my brothers and sisters' ending. And if you know the ending of a thing, God, then you know what's good for me, what's good for us, what's good for us, Lord Jesus, believers. And you will never, ever leave us astray, God. You will never, ever leave us astray, Lord Jesus. Even though the wind might be tossing us to and fro, even though the wind might be blowing hard and blowing over our homes and causing us to want to panic, but we have a rest in you, Jesus, that we should not be afraid of the terror by night or the arrows that fly in the day. I think I got that wrong, but you know, y'all know what I'm saying. We should not be afraid of those things, man. But we should stand still, get to a place where we're standing still, armor up, and seeing the salvation of our Lord. Getting to a place that we know in whom we believe, Lord. Oh, my God. Let me know in whom we believe, Jesus. Lord God, we need you here today. We need you in our lives today, Lord. Some of us are slingy, Lord Jesus. Some of us are in shock because of all the chaos that's going in the world. Some of us are numb, Lord Jesus. But I'm praying for a great awakening in your people, God, that we will awaken, Lord Jesus, that we will come to the senses of the Holy Ghost and realize that it's warfare time now. Then it's warfare time, man. It's time to armor up. It's time to be fully equipped. Then it's warfare. I'm praying, God, for the people of you, Lord Jesus, that are called by your name, Lord Jesus, to have up with themselves, to have seek your face, God. Not everybody, but just the remnant, Lord Jesus, that they will know, Lord Jesus, that you are with them always. I'm praying today for them, God, for your blessed will to be done. For your blessed will to be done. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Amen. Have mercy on us, Lord. Amen. Y'all be blessed, man. I'm out. I don't got anything else to say. I'm poured out because God is calling us. We're in spiritual warfare now. Y'all, we want that spiritual warfare to take place in tomorrow. You know, it needs to take place now, right now. Right now, right now, right now. Spiritual warfare needs to take place now. Now. Now, 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 now. There's so much going on. There are people, man, that are dying. There are people that almost died and God didn't take them out. But they came so close to death and God had given them dreams and visions of what's going on. And they got a zeal to follow after the things of God. But it's taking place now, y'all. It's taking place now. We can no longer afford to wait. We can no longer afford to wait. It's taking place now. There's so much hurt out here. There's so much hate out here and stuff like that. And none of that is God. None of that, I don't care what political party you belong to. None of that. I don't care if you're evangelical. I don't care if you're a Baptist. I don't care if you're Presbyterian. I don't care if you're holy. But God is calling those that you know who your name was. He's calling those into a place, this place, a place of holiness with him. That's what he's doing. He's calling you. He's calling me. He's calling the mother of Christ into a place of holiness, because lives and souls are at stake, and they are dying by thousands. They're dying. You know, they're dying. And I'm not, when I say dying, I'm not, there's a physical death, but I'm talking about spiritual death, because they are homeless and they don't know what else to do. Then we're supposed to be the salt, light, and power. We're supposed to be the salt and light, y'all. We're supposed to be the light. We're supposed to be the way out. We're supposed to show them Jesus Christ. We're supposed to lead them. We're supposed to lift up the hands and lift up Jesus. You know, so that his hands will be lifted, then the draw will come. You know, then we need a draw, God. We need a draw. We need a draw, Lord Jesus. We need a draw from your people, from the people, Lord. That they will come unto you, Lord Jesus, and they will lay their head on your shoulders, Lord Jesus. And you, God, will give them rest, Jesus, for your burdens are light. Yeah, for your yoke is easy, and your burdens are light. Then you will give them rest, God. We need a draw. We need a draw, Lord Jesus. We do pray this prayer. Hey, amen. I'm done. I'm done, y'all. I keep saying I'm done, right? I'm done. Amen. Lord bless you. Those that are listening, those, I thank you. I want to encourage you, amen, to continue to keep us in prayer. Amen. Keep this ministry in prayer. You know, we just want to serve God. God bless you. I'm out of here. God bless y'all. God bless. We'll see you next week. God bless. Amen. I thought it was that anyway. Oh, Lord. Amen. Amen. Y'all be blessed, man. I love you. I really love you. Some of y'all I never met in my life. Don't do yourself in the home. Don't get weary. Don't give up. But turn to Christ. Turn to Christ. Try Jesus. That's what I'm asking you to do. I'm asking you to try Jesus. Okay, just try Jesus. Don't give up. Don't get discouraged. And maybe you don't know him as your Lord, but try Jesus. Just try. You got to just try him. Call his name out today. Call his name out today. Just call his name out today. Call his name, Jesus, and see what he'll do. Come try my God. Try him. That's all I'm asking. I don't care if you're atheist. I don't care if you're a witch. I don't care if you're a Hindu. I don't care about none of that stuff. I don't care if you're Muslim, but try Jesus. I'm saying to you today, try Jesus. God bless you. Amen. 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 God bless you. Try Jesus. Amen.